He was a friend of mine, and he could sing a song. His heart in every line, Marvin sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our mind, and I still can hear him say,
the city by night, the night owls who keep our city going when most of us are sleeping. Are you a night owl or are you an early bird? What is life like for people who work nights or do shift work? What do they experience in the late night twilight hours? Samina Shaheen is by my side, cross-cultural psychologist.
I'm feeling a little bit sore because I've been working out, and I hadn't been working out for a while, and getting back into it, I think my memory muscle has amnesia or something, because there's no memory of previous workout and I'm in pain. But usually I'm a morning person, so I can answer your question by saying that definitely I'm an early bird. I'm one of those irritating people who jumps out of bed, you know, pulls open the curtains and gets excited to conquer the day. But there are very different types out there, and there's a huge diversity associated with our chronotype. And when we talk about chronotypes, what we're saying, that's the attribute of human beings which reflects the time of day that they're most physically fit, and not only in terms of hormone levels or body temperatures, but also your cognitive functioning and your sleeping and eating patterns, and it changes throughout the day. So some people are more active during the day, or they peak during the day, other people later on at night. So the night owl situation, it is real. It's not people having an excuse for wanting to stay up later. They really feel more creative and active and able at that time of the night.
So you've got the type of person, the night owl or the early bird. But what about those people that work nights, do shift work, and they may not be a night owl by personality type, but that's what they do, and you have to adapt to that way of living. Do you work nights? Do you work shifts? We want to hear from you this morning. What's it like? Or what do you like about it? And what are some of the disadvantages of working nights? It fascinates me because, you know, I don't know if you've maybe coming back home from an event, or you've landed in the middle of the night and coming driving through Dubai through on the Sheikh Zayed Road. And I always think, you know, there's just a few cars around, a few people traveling about the city. And I think, I know what I'm doing. I've just got off a flight, or I've just left my, you know, a party and I'm on my way home. I look at the other cars and I think, what are you doing? Where are you going? What place of work are you about to go to? Or are you on your way home from work? And there's this whole undercurrent of the city, this other life that goes on from like 11 o'clock at night through till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And sometimes people, because of their natural chronology, they choose these kinds of jobs, while other people, you know, they have different motivating factors for perhaps being involved in what is traditionally referred to as the graveyard shift or night shift activities. And I think the graveyard shift, the terminology, comes from graveyard work, so people who worked in cemeteries. But there's a whole host of other type occupations and careers. And some people choose those careers while others may have to take it because they've been made redundant from their day jobs that they've had, or perhaps of the economic situation, and or because, you know, they feel that they're not in relationships or they don't have family, so why not get more money, because oftentimes these jobs pay more, Suzanne, as well. When I'm single and I don't have the responsibilities and attachments to other people, and I'm able to do this. So occupations such as taxi drivers, stewardesses, people who work in hospitals, so nurses and doctors. We have media individuals who have maybe radio programs or TV programs running throughout the clock.
Yeah, and bringing the news in through the night.
Right.
Absolutely,
The research that they have to do, newspaper people.
Yeah, and jobs like that, it's not, that's about going, this is the career that I want. And part of that career is you will have to work nights.
That's right.
So that's where you have to make the adaption to the career that you want, if you like. It's a
and
part. It goes with the job.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Being an air hostess, working in the healthcare industry, you are going to work shifts. You're going to have to work some irregular hours.
Yes, you are. And with that comes, you know, sometimes our attention span is affected. One of the reasons we were most interested to talk about this is the diversity that people experience through in the day versus the night, and how different those sights and sounds are. But also the fact that there might be some dangers associated with not being able to adjust and adapt functionally, and as a result suffering from insomnia or from lack of attention or concentration. And people really need to adjust their lifestyles. It also affects the people around us. You know, if you do have family and children, and if you do want to have somewhat of a social life, then it's very difficult when you are away from, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. When do these people exercise? When do they socialize? When do they go out for dinner or movies? And are their rhythms completely different? Certainly that's likely to affect their lifestyles.